John Rice graduated from East Chapel Hill High School, went off to college, but dropped out to join the Marine Corps. He insisted on infantry and was assigned to a special operations unit that deployed to Iraq in 2008. 3 months into his tour, he was injured. He told the story to his wife, Cassie, at the StoryCorps booth in Durham.
We were taking pictures, making sure that insurgents weren't entering the country through the border. And it was night, and there was very little visibility. And it was a five-man team walking along in the desert, and 1 second, everything was okay. The next second, I was on the ground buzzing, didn't know what happened to me. And then I started hearing, screaming around me, that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a landmine. I still have shrapnel in my left hip. My left leg, the tibia, was split end to end like a log. Then I tried to walk on it. My right foot, pretty much every bone in my right foot was broken.
Shattered,
yeah. Just
from the x-ray.
I think the doctor said pulverized.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the word he used?
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
And then they flew me over to Bethesda Navy Medical before it was Walter Reed.
And you had pins sticking out of your toes.
Mm-hmm.
To straighten them out, and then
another external fixator coming out of my big toe,
and then you
two were in massive boots,
yeah, and crutches.
I started coping by using painkillers for more than just the pain, just for an emotional escape, and just went and hid, and I'd put a brave face on for you a lot of the time, but you saw things for what they were.
Yeah, but we were able to work out of that.
Well, I'm, still.
Slowly.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah.
And really the big shift was Team Semper Fi, and the big paradigm shift for me was going on a ski trip with them. I told myself that with all my, I have paralysis in my left leg and I have balance and coordination issues with my legs. And I just told myself I couldn't do it anymore. And so they sent an email and I said, why not? There are people worse off than me and they can help them through it. And even if I can't do it, I can still go and have a good trip and be around Marines again and have that camaraderie. And so I went out there and I did awesome, and it was just this huge revelation that I don't have to give these things up, and I'm not broken. Things are different, but I can cope.
John Rice says interviewed by his wife Cassie at the StoryCorps booth at the American Tobacco Historic District this past April.